Cooperation can sometimes get lost in the busy marketplace of competition. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill found himself contemplating the benefits of cooperation in a New England pasture.
Driving in Vermont recently, I saw two horses standing in a field. They stood side by side, close enough to be rubbing flanks. They were horse backwards, as it were, the one horse's head next to the other's hind end. From the road, they looked like one horse, with a tail and a head at both ends, heads nodding and tails wagging. Curious, I stopped to ask a farmer what the horses were about. "Is it love with them?" I asked the farmer. He smiled at me tolerantly, the way adults do when a child asks them where the man in the moon goes during the day. "Flies," the farmer said, shrugging, making a sweeping gesture with his hand. "The horses' tails shoo the flies away from the other one's head." Turning ourselves around a little by heading in another direction can make life and someone else's much more pleasant. Perhaps it's not love that makes the world go around, but cooperation. Horses are cooperative and more humane than we are. They treat their enemies gently. How we deal with our adversaries is a horse of a different color. We dislike flies as much as horses do. We kill them. The horses just brush them off. We don't work cooperatively with our environment or with other citizens that live in it. We depend on pest control technicians, civilization's hired guns. Working together is an art. It requires care, patience, and a lot of give and take. However, cooperation is fragile. Because of the energy that working together requires, or in the face of perceived threats, cooperative endeavors can easily fall apart. I asked the farmer if I might take pictures of his horses. He said yes. As I approached the horses, they grew skittish. I stopped and waited for them to settle down. As I again walked towards them, they perceived some threat and quickly broke ranks, fleeing separately into different parts of the field. They were now very vulnerable to the assaults of the flies. I felt that I had thrown a wrench in one of nature's happy alliances. Human beings have a long history of messing up nature's harmonious arrangements. The next day, my wife reported that she'd seen the horses, but separately in different parts of the field. I didn't say anything about what I'd done the day before, how they'd fled, and I tried to take their picture. Finally, on our last day in Vermont, I drove by the fields, and there the horses were, side by side, doing what they do so well for each other, brushing the flies away. I was relieved to see them and consoled myself with the thought that perhaps their brief separation wasn't due to my intrusiveness at all, but from their need for distance. After all, in the best of relationships, some space is welcomed now and then. George Merrill on the shore.